Hello and welcome to this episode of the Pretty Girls Club. So in this episode, we're going to talk about horoscopes. So it's all about astrological signs. What are you? What am I? How do we feel about all these different signs? So I actually put out like an Insta story and I asked you guys to send in stories of any toxic stories you have of a friend of a specific horoscope or like just a bad experience of certain star signs, you know, stuff like that lah. So basically, I asked you guys to just send me like your least liked horoscope, your favorite horoscope, and things like that. So I got a whole bunch of random stories. So I'm gonna share all of that with you guys and share, I guess, my thoughts with all you thoughts. Okay, so before we get into it, I guess maybe I'll share with you guys how I feel about astrological signs in general, horoscope, and all that jazz. So personally, I have always been some level of interested in reading up about like horoscopes, astrology, but one thing I make sure to do is to not live my life based off it. So I will not be that person that will read like, actually, what does my co-star say today? In case you don't know what's co-star, it's an app where you put in like your birthday, birth time, everything, and it really kind of gives you like your full chart and your big three, and it tells you your Mercury is in your anus. Yeah, so...
ciao. Anyway, so...
So COSA is very in-depth and a lot of people use it, but I have it, but it's one of those things that like the app just auto, like my phone will do that thing. What's that thing that it does? Offload. My phone will just offload the app. Then I need to go back and download again every time I want to use it. So yeah, it's not something I check often at all. It's only something I open up when it gets brought up in conversation. I'm like, oh yeah, okay, let me just go check what the app says. But yeah, so that's how I feel about horoscopes, is that I'm very intrigued by it. It has always been some level of eerily accurate or spot on, so that's why it has kept my interest and piqued my interest a lot. And I also grew up in a household where my mom actually was always, every time I had a friend over, like since primary school, secondary school, my mom always asked me when their birthday was. So that's something she always did growing up. So I naturally started to notice patterns, and I started to notice like, oh, okay, if you're from this, like if this is your horoscope, you naturally will be some level of like, these are some personality traits you might have. And then I started to see the similarity. So I guess, yes, I'm definitely very intrigued, and I think it's very fun to read about all these things. But disclaimer is, don't live your life based off horoscopes and what the internet says or what like specific charts say. Unless you really want to do that, then go for it lah. But I think you should give people a chance no matter what their horoscopes are. And just, I think it's, everybody deserves a fair chance, right? If they're an asshole, they're an asshole. But just because you see they're a Virgo man, you know, doesn't mean they're an asshole, you know? So, me just dropping the truth bombs. Okay, so now let's just get into it. So, Kai Ying actually prepared a whole bunch of like a little description of each horoscope. And I'm just going to get into it. Just start right off from the start. And we're actually starting with Aries. Okay, so if you are an Aries, hello. Your birthday is in between 21st March to 19th of April. So it is the first sign of the zodiac and is represented by a ram. So it's a fire sign and they are known to be bold and ambitious, confident leaders, and determined. I mean, okay lah, I feel like it's... I think if you know anything about horoscopes at all, these are all very like standard, generic like descriptions of them. But of course, it goes so in-depth and it's like there are layers to people, right? So personally, I don't really have a lot of like... I don't have a lot of Aries friends. Sorry, I'm just hater right from the start. Yeah.
No thank you.
Like, give me an Aries friend, I'm saying no thank you. No, I'm kidding. But personally, I realized that I typically have a lot of friends of a certain star signs. So I have a lot of... I'm a Virgo. Oh my God, I forgot to tell you guys that. I am a Virgo. My birthday is on the 18th of September. So I'm like... closer to the tail end of being a Virgo, if that means anything. But yeah, I'm a Virgo, been a Virgo my whole life. And also, I started to realize that there are certain horoscopes that I vibe really well with. So I have a lot, and this is painfully a lot, of Pisces friends in my life. So whether it's male, female, like I have a shit ton of Pisces people in my life. I have a very solid handful of Taurus people in my life. I get along really well with Capricorns. I also get along pretty well with fellow Virgos. What else? I know there's another sign that I just... Oh, Cancers. I have a lot of Cancer friends in my life. So I have I just started to notice the pattern of like, oh, there are just these certain signs that I just have multiple really close friendships or just good people in my life who just I have kept close or been close to for like over a decade. And then I started to realize the pattern, like, wow, I actually don't have a lot of friends from the other horoscopes that I didn't mention. Like, I don't have a lot of Aries friends, Aquarius friends, Gemini friends, Scorpio friends. Scorpio also, I do have quite a bit, actually. I actually get along pretty well with Scorpios. So yeah, I started to realize that there are certain star signs that I cannot name you one damn good friend or like someone that I can say like, oh, I know this person, I love them, like I can vouch they are a very good representation of their star sign. You know, I don't have friends like that from certain horoscopes, and it's quite interesting to observe that over the years lah. So yeah, Aries is one of those signs where I really don't have a lot of like Aries people in my life in general. Like if I do, maybe it's, I mean, no offense if you're Aries and you think we're friends, but I obviously have friends from the horoscope, but it's more of like we're not close like that, or like I don't have like ride or dies or really solid like best friends from this specific sign. So it's just something interesting to observe. I don't know what it means, because as a Virgo, I'm an earth sign. So I guess, I don't know, fire and earth, all the elements work together, right, in Avatar. So like, I'm just like, shouldn't we all get along? I don't know, okay? So like I said earlier on my Instagram, I actually asked you guys to send in like which is your least liked sign and if you can tell me any like toxic stories. So I of course gave you guys an anonymous option also, because y'all love to talk shit when it's anonymous. But yeah, so surprisingly nobody sent in anything for Aries. They all not exist or something? I don't know, but let's move on to the next sign. So for the next sign, it's Taurus, 20th April to 20th May. Taurus is represented by the bull. They're an earth sign, intelligent, dependable, hardworking, dedicated, but stubborn. So let's shout out everybody's favorite Taurus. Woo!
No thank you.
Because it is Wisan. Wisan is a Taurus. And okay, so funnily enough, my dad was also a Taurus. So that was like the only Taurus person I guess I had in my life, but also like not really because my dad wasn't present. But anyways, so Wisan I guess is my closest friend that is a Taurus lah. And I do have a bunch of Taurus friends. They are very, very, very stubborn. But I would say not in a, I guess the stubbornness, it varies lah, of course, between people and what they do, what they like, their personality in general. But Wisan is also quite stubborn to an extent, but not in a very like toxic, problematic way, but in a like, you can say something, but then in their mind, they will still be like, yeah, okay, I'm just going to listen, but like, I'm still going to do what I want to do. So, but not necessarily problematic when it comes to Wisan, but I can see how this can be very problematic for a lot of people in general. But yeah, I do get along pretty well with Taurus people. And yeah, but the first thing that comes out is definitely stubborn lah. And that's true lah. Some famous Tauruses include... no one, Wisan, I guess. So someone actually sent in something about Tauruses. Taurusai, who knows how to read things. But yes, anyways, someone said that Taurus people are master gaslighters and also realized that a few cult leaders are Taurians. Is that how you say it? Are Tauruses. Okay, I'll just do Tauruses. Why not? So apparently, y'all like to run cults or whatever. So, oh my god, makes sense. Me and Kaing love Wisan so much, we basically worship him. Oh man. Oh man. But yeah, I guess if you're stubborn and potentially stuck in your ways like that, I can see how you lead a cult really well, because no matter, you will never falter. You will really truly believe that like, this is what we need to do, this is our mission statement, and then you will just go all in. So I can see how Taurus people can be cult leaders. Okay, let's move on to the next one. Okay, so the next one we have Gemini. So if you're a Gemini, you're born between 21st May to 20th June. So it's represented by twins. Gemini is an air sign. They're affectionate, adaptable, curious, charismatic, indecisive, and inconsistent. Damn. Just way to sneak in some insults in like a list of adjectives. Okay, so I have quite strong opinions about Geminis in general, but this is one of the signs that like I generally don't have a lot of friends from who are Gemini, but I have that one outlier friend that is like one of the best people I know in my life. Okay, shout out to Joyce if you're listening. Joyce, I know you're a Gemini. So they are like one of the bestest people in my life. And if that sentence I didn't even grammatically, bestest people in my life. Okay, but also it's one of those things where I'm like, well, I will have very strong opinions and feel some type of way about Gemini people suddenly. And I'll be like, ah, damn it, but Joyce is Gemini though. So that happens to me quite a bit. So my friend Joyce is probably everything that this description says. One of the most affectionate, adaptable, curious, charismatic people I know. Indecisive, I'm not sure. Inconsistent, so I don't think so. That's why I genuinely believe my friend Joyce is an outlier. But I don't have a lot of Geminis in my life, so I can't really speak on how they are actually like. But from my experience in general, from all the Geminis that I have maybe interacted with or heard stories about and stuff, Ned from Try Guys is a Gemini. So that, do what you want with the information. But the word, the one descriptive phrase that comes to mind every time people talk about Geminis has been two-faced, because I mean represented by twins, right? So people always say like they are two-faced to some extent. So please don't be offended. This is something I'm just saying I've heard people say. And in general, from the few Gemini acquaintances I have or have interacted with, I have noticed that to an extent. So just looking at all the Gemini acquaintances I have in my life, if you're listening to this, I'm so sorry. I don't mean to offend you. And maybe I don't even know your birthday, so maybe it's not about you, you know? But anyways, I've noticed to some extent that I really feel like I cannot get along with most Gemini people. And every time I'm in their presence and like they say or do something, I'm always there like, why? Oh my God, in my head, I was about to say, why are they so inconsistent? And that is a word to describe them. Wow, I'm very shook right now. But I guess what I see as inconsistency is tricky though, because everybody has their off days, so I can understand that. But why I would describe the few acquaintances I have who are Gemini as inconsistent is because their energy levels don't match one. Like suddenly one day they are your bestest friends in the world, then suddenly another day you can be invisible. And then it just makes me so awkward to be around people like that, because in my head I'm like, are you just having a bad day? Are you going through something? Should I bother to say hello? Should I smile? I don't want to be the bitch in this narrative when I'm trying to like suss out your mood, you know? So it's very like, I've been around a couple of Geminis like that, and now I'm just like, actually, why do I even try? Like, we're not close like that. I'm just gonna, if you see me, I say hi. If not, I move on. Like, then I started to realize that, you know what? I'm not gonna take it personally, because I'm sure something else is on their mind. So, but yeah, this has happened for a couple of Gemini people that I've interacted with. So I'm always just like, yeah, not the energy, very inconsistent. But yes, Joyce, if you're listening, you're one of the bestest people in my life. Don't forget that, okay? Anyways, a lot of people sent in Gemini slander. So let me tell you guys. So I asked, what is your most hated horoscope? And a bunch of people said Gemini. One specifically said Gemini men. So I've also noticed that, of course, people really perceive men and women of the same horoscope quite differently. So later you will see like in the other horoscopes how other men or women from certain signs get slandered in my inbox. But another person, this one is damn funny. So someone said, Geminis are pathological liars and they lie like it's nothing all the time. For no reason or so they will lie. Geminis will be drinking Coke, but they will tell you it's water just to lie. Lying is fun to them. It's like a game. So that's what someone sent in. And honestly, if you think about it, that is quite pathological. That's a bit like much. And I wouldn't want to be around that kind of energy. And I think naturally, I am not around Geminis a lot, which I would like. I would like to keep it that way. Like, if you're going to lie about what you're drinking just for the lols, I really cannot understand that. Someone just sent in and said, Gemini, sad face. So whatever that Gemini did to them, you watch out. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so someone else said, a lot of shit has been said about Geminis, but personally, I think they're fun and funny. And the person who sent it in is an introverted Virgo, and I also would classify myself as an introverted Virgo. So it's pretty interesting to see how we have very different experiences of the same star sign, lah. And I mean, it still goes back to the same like logic of not everyone who's Gemini will be the exact same, right? No two Geminis are exactly the same. They might have similar traits, but yeah, lah, they're not the same exact person, right? So yeah, it's just been interesting to observe that. But yes, those are some of the slanderous terms I've heard about Geminis in general. Okay, so we still have one more entry. All caps. Gemini and Scorpios are the worst. Period. Okay, so funnily enough, the person who sent this in is also a Virgo. I know this person. So it's quite funny that they also had very bad experiences with Geminis and Scorpios. Scorpios will get into it later. That one should be a whole episode on its own. But anyways, let's go to the next sign. So the next sign is Cancer. So Cancer, 21st June to 22nd July, Cancer's represented by crab. I'm crab. And they are water sign. They are loyal, tenacious, persuasive, nurturing, moody, pessimistic, and nostalgic. Oof. Okay. So funnily enough, I am dating a Cancer man. So Shark is a Cancer man, and he actually all the adjectives that were here: loyal, tenacious, persuasive, nurturing, moody, pessimistic, nostalgic. Yeah, everything Shark spot on in it. Okay, I actually have a lot of Cancer friends, so I would say actually, yeah, most of them are quite similar to that extent. But I've also noticed, one thing I've noticed about Cancers is how they can also be like, it's tricky lah, because I've had very bad experiences with Cancers. I've also had amazing experiences with Cancers. So same thing, like, you know, I can't just like put one sweeping statement out there about Cancer people. I personally think that a lot of Cancer people are, this cannot be taken as an offense because I don't mean it in an offensive way, but I think they're very sensitive. And I wouldn't say that this is like it's not a bad thing, because I've been described as sensitive, and I took it as an insult at first. And then I was like, actually, you know what? Just because I have emotions, that's fine. So yeah, I do think a lot of all the Cancer friends that I have, and I've been very, very like, all the people that are coming to my mind at some point in my life were like either the bestest friend I ever had, and like maybe now, yeah, fell out, or we're not that close, or no longer bestest friends anymore, but are still people in my life. You know, like, I feel like that happens for a lot of Cancers in my life. That has happened so far for a lot of Cancer friends I've had, but obviously I've only been in one relationship, and the man that I've been in a relationship with is a Cancer man lah. And that's been going great. So yeah, I'm also very emotional in general, so I think that it helps. So I never in my life have thought that, oh, like, my partner is too moody or too emotional or too, like, yeah, anything like that, or too sensitive, because I guess I personally relate to that lah. So yeah, that has not been something that I've noticed or is an issue. So let's see what people have said. Oh, people just sent in saying Cancer is their most hated sign with no valid reasons. So I guess Cancers, you're fine, I guess, since nobody had a reason to hate on you. To wrap this up about Cancers, someone said their most hated signs are Pisces and Cancers because they're such sad sex. Oof. So yeah, it just goes back to me saying exactly what I said before. Emotional, sensitive, very, very like, yeah, they feel very strongly and they feel very hard. And I think, oh, that sounds bad. Yeah, I say feel very hard. Then I say my boyfriend Cancer. What fuck? That's a bit much. I didn't mean physically hard. I meant they feel strongly, okay? Anyways, so yeah, I do have a lot of Cancers in my life. Love them. Okay, next. So sarcastic. Okay, so the next sign is Leo. So Leos are born between 23rd July to 22nd August. So Leos are represented by a lion. They're fire sign. Natural born leaders, charming, bold, self-confident, can seem narrow-minded and egotistical. Damn. Okay, I feel like when I hear Leo, I think center of attention. When I hear Leo, I think all eyes have to be on them. They have to be life of the party, like, and sometimes they are, you know, it's not they have to be, it's not like they're acting like, oh, look at me, I want attention. Sometimes they really are, they naturally are. So yeah, I do have a couple of Leos in my life. Not, same thing, is Leos are one of the signs that, like, I don't have a lot of really close personal, like, friendships and relationships with anyone from who's a Leo. I only have, like, maybe one or two friends that I know are Leo and I'm pretty cool with, but we don't hang out much, we don't talk much, so I can't really talk much about, like, my own personal experiences with Leos. But yeah, I do, from the few friends that I have who are Leos, like, they are really life of party, they are really funny, very charming, very charismatic, and I can also see how that could just go horribly wrong. Like, I can also see how that could be very, like, annoying, or they could come off as like, what's everything about you, you know? I can see how that could happen, but personally I've not had a bad experience with someone who's a Leo, unless I just didn't know their birthday and they happen to be Leo. So yeah, let's see what people have said about Leos. Okay, so someone sent in a story. So they said, Leo men are the worst. I once dated a Leo who had a girlfriend, made me a third party, and manipulated and gaslit me into staying in his life. He then victimized himself and turned all his friends against me. Imagine all the trauma. Sis, that D was not worth it. Wow, I couldn't think any D is worth it. I don't think, yeah, in general, there can be no D in this world that will be worth getting gaslit, that someone victimizing themselves, making you a third party, turning all the friends against you. Nothing. No D is worthy, okay? I say first. But yeah, no, I don't think the issue was that this person was a Leo. I think they were just an asshole. Yeah, cheating asshole. So, that just happened to be Leo lah. So yeah, I don't know, I wouldn't put it on someone's sign. And also I personally have not heard a lot of like Leo stories of like specifically Leo men behaving some type of way, so I don't really know much about it, can't really comment on it. And there's only been one story, one cheating story like that. Okay, someone else sent in a Leo story anonymously. Okay, let's see. The number of Leos who have been actual narcissists in relationships is actually toxic to the entire human race. Damn. They can be generous, but the it's all about me vibe makes you feel like they're only generous so you can compliment them. Someone else said Leos as well because... and then they said the universe doesn't exist around them. See, exactly what I said. Like, I can see how if it went well or if, like, people could tolerate it or, like, it's not some level of toxic. I can see how they can be seen as center of attention, life of the party, a joy to be around, very charismatic. But then I can see if like they take it to the next level or that gets overboard, they are just like, oh my God, the world doesn't revolve around you, damn it. You know, so I can see how it could go horribly wrong. That's exactly what I said. So yeah, I guess if you're a Leo, maybe sometimes stop and listen to what other people are saying, you know? Maybe it's not about you all the time. Maybe. Who knows? It could be about you. Maybe it's your birthday. Happy birthday. Okay, let's move on to Virgo. So, as you can tell, I'm quite excited because I'm a Virgo. So, unfortunately, I've heard a lot of horrible things about us, guys. Virgos, we need to talk. But Virgo men, get out of the room. I don't want to talk to y'all. I'm kidding. Okay, so Virgos, what are we... Birthday between 23rd August to 22nd September. I'm 18 September, yeah. Okay, represented by the Virgin. Earth sign, loyal, analytical, hardworking, worrier, overly critical, needs to feel useful, correct? Spot on. So spot on. Why am I like this? I am like this to my own detriment. So yes, this is truly spot on. I recently was taught the concept of self-sacrifice, and then I sat there realizing that, damn, that's so pretty coded. Like, that is just me who took a page out of my diary, you know? Yeah, so anyways, I don't have a diary. Anyways, any hoozles? Yeah, I mean, I always thought it was quite funny they were represented by the Virgin, and then I also chose to stay a Virgin until I fell in love. So I thought that was quite... that was quite funny to me that, yeah, anyways, moving on. So, yeah, I am loyal. I am analytical. I'm way too hardworking for my own good. I also worry. I'm a worry what I've been told. I've been called that. I'm overly critical. I overthink everything 5 more times than the average overthinker. I feel like I've thought every scenario out, and I mean that in the worst way. Like, I wouldn't necessarily weigh all the positive outcomes of something. You know what I mean? Like, I will only weigh out all the negative outcomes of something. So it's quite toxic in that way in my own mind sometimes. Actually, for me, most times. And I do feel the need to be useful. So sometimes, even if it means going out of my way to do something that does not logistically make sense for me, I will still do it. And it's not even like, oh my God, no, I really want to be able to help. Let me do it. It's not even like that, but it's more of a, huh? It's something that's like, if you're somebody I love and you're somebody that I can help in any way, I don't see why not. I don't see why I shouldn't. Even if it means me going out of my way to do something that doesn't really make sense for me, in my head, I'm like, it's okay lah. You know, if it means I know this person could really benefit from this. So I guess for me, it's having that like very close inner circle, and then I treat them like that and I do it like that. I behave like that. Like, I'm just like, you know what? I'm very happy to self-sacrifice as long as it means something to you. So I guess I wouldn't do this all the time for every other person in the world because that's no way to live. But it could get that bad sometimes. You know, in my head, I'm like, oh, I see the good nature of this person. They seem like a nice person. Maybe I'll go out my way to do something. And it always bites me in the ass. So yeah, fellow Virgos, maybe we need to take a chill pill and stop doing the most for people sometimes. But funnily enough, I think I was only talking to Virgo women this whole time because people have slandered Virgo men in my inbox. Like, it's so bad. what have y'all done? Like, I don't know a lot of Virgo men. One of my bestest friends, shout out Amin, is a Virgo man. So, like, that's the only Virgo man that I have that's, like, really, really, like, close to me. And that's about it. You know, I don't hang out with Virgo men. So, I mean, I guess I shouldn't. So, anyways, let's see what people say about Virgo men specifically. Because this person started the story by all caps, male Virgos specifically. Most female Virgos are slay. Thank you very much. But yeah, one of my friends was in a situationship with a male Virgo and he was literal living hell. The guy could not commit for shit to her because of some excuse that he has mommy issues. So while having my friend as his main bitch, I'm doing air quotes, but he would still flirt with other girls all the time. He even revealed to my friend how he would message his other hoes. I'm doing air quotes again, okay? So he turns off his mobile data and Wi-Fi and he replies to each girl that he's texting. And then he turns his data and Wi-Fi back on so that the messages will all send out at the same time. I'm sorry, not gonna lie. That is very psychotic. So he just had a really shitty vibe all around. And once she got into a relationship and he was telling the friend, "No, I love you." And then this friend that was watching this whole thing was like, "What?" So he then threatened to fight other guys and stuff just to, like, get this girl back. And on top of that, he also used the girl, the said girl, for money. He actually took a year to pay back $2,000. And he said it was to buy things like food, pay rent. And another time it was $1,000. And he said he needed it for rent. But he ended up betting it on soccer and losing it. Lol. The lol is part of the story too. Okay, so that's the four-part story that basically says this person has severe mommy issues, money issues, and mommy issues. So, I don't know, it sounds like this person was an asshole also, but I have heard a lot of Virgo men slander. Another one coming right up. This person said, got burned by two Virgo men, two relationships in a row. Don't think it's a coincidence. I have another entry that came in. This one is not slanderous at all. This is from a fellow Virgo female friend who said, "Virgo is the best. Lie, this one I can attest. We hold our hearts close to our chest and we never make a mess." Damn. That's too much. I tell you, it's a Virgo thing, you see? You can just send in a response, right? And just say, "Oh, Virgos are great." But then the fact that she tried to make it rhyme and then she had to plan and what can I say? So pretty, can I have fun reading this? And she thought about the user experience and, like, damn, thank you. It says a lot about you. You're a Virgo and I know you. So, like, damn. Wow. I'm actually quite shook because this is just perfect. It makes so much sense. Virgos always do the most one and we do the too much one. For what? For what? For a good laugh. Okay, let's go to the next one. Anyways, back to Virgos for a bit. I grew up in a household where I am a Virgo. My dog is a Virgo. My mother is a Virgo. So, do I feel horrible for my brother sometimes? A little bit. But is he very blessed? Yes. But yeah, so I think growing up with a Virgo mom also is pretty interesting because sometimes the way she handles the situation or the way she, like, reacts sometimes, I do see a little bit of myself in these moments. And even though I'm able to, like, look at this objectively and be like, "Why are you reacting like this? Like, this is not okay." And then after that, if I have time to think about it, which I always do because I'm a Virgo, I think about everything, right? So I will eventually think about it and be like, damn, actually, I can totally understand why my mom said that or did that or why she reacted in some certain way, lah. So I can relate to an extent and I've noticed the similarities. I did date a Virgo man, so I'm allowed to slander them. So this loser I dated for a couple of months. Actually, we texted for a bunch of months, but we only, like, went out a couple of times. And he spent the whole night talking about himself. This person tried very hard to get my attention when I did not even know they existed. They eventually somehow got into my life because a mutual friend introduced us. And then they seemed like, oh, very nice guy, very sweet guy. And then eventually, a couple of months into texting and talking and seeing each other, like maybe for a couple of dates, this person fully ghosted me. And it happened at a time where, like, it was one of the worst times of my life. But I also am able to look at silver linings, because I'm like, thank the heavens this happened, because my life just went on. And then literally a month after, like, getting ghosted by this loser, I eventually met the love of my life, you know? So I'm like, okay, I guess everything happens for a reason. And I can obviously only say that now in hindsight. But this person was full on loser. And many years, I mean, obviously 3 years have passed since this, and I know the person's like relatives, like their extended family. So I was actually told by one of their extended family members that this person that ghosted me had a family meeting, like called in their family members and stuff, and like, guys, close the door, I need to tell y'all something. I have the opportunity to date Pretty Please. Can I just say, you have to be next level loser lah if you want to call your family down and be like, guys, I have the opportunity to date her and my career is going to take off. Like, moving on to the next star sign. Next up, we have Libras, okay? So Libras, your birthday is between 23rd September to 22nd October. They're represented by the scales. They're an air sign, obsessed. Just now when I said scales, my dumb ass thought fish. I was like, huh? I thought they were Pisces. I realize it's scales, like the one in the courtroom. Okay, anyways, air sign, obsessed with symmetry and create equilibrium, find balance in companionship, avoids confrontation and indecisive. Okay, so I don't have a lot of Libra friends. I do have a handful. And this is quite funny because I have one really good Libra friend who is definitely going to be listening to this episode, I'm sure, because she also loves reading all about horoscopes. And I think the best way I can describe a lot of Libra people that I know in general is that they are also a very emotional sign, but I also do see how they always try and create a balance or some form of like peace, and they are pretty good like peacemakers, moderators type of people. So like the one friend that I'm mentioning has been in between conflict a couple of times. So like, and I was always one side of this conflict of like, no, I this is how I feel and blah blah blah. And this friend was always able to like, you know, take a step back and listen to both sides. And she always did that really well. So yeah, I can see how most Libra people always try and balance things out or try and create some level of peace, which is nice. So it's always nice to have a Libra in your life. So someone said Libra, duh, but never give me reason, so I don't believe. Oh my god, some person said Libra, she good in bed. I don't think your star sign determines whether you can have sex well or not. Does it? Maybe it does. Who knows? Our next star sign. This one. Very controversial one. Scorpio. Birthday between 23rd October to 21st November. Represented by the Scorpion. Sorry, I don't know why I did that. That's crap. But anyway, it's represented by the Scorpion. Water sign. Resourceful, brave, passionate, jealous, and manipulative. So hear me out. Okay, so I'm a Virgo, right? And I have my compatibility with Scorpios are really, really good. So I have had many Scorpio very good friends over the years, like even best friends. And the sad thing is that I've fallen out with so many of them because of their manipulative, very toxic ways. So one was like, things got so messy, cheating was involved, and like just very messy relationship drama that extended into like friends and all that. And then yeah, eventually no longer close, no longer friends. But when things were good, things were great. Easily one of the bestest friends I've ever had. And then another handful of Scorpio people I have in my life are all people that I'm no longer close to as well. So I have another set of Scorpio friends who basically did whatever they could possibly do to just get ahead in their lives and get more money, make more money for themselves. Some of the most self-centered people I know, but then they masked it really well by like, oh, I'm doing this for your own good. And it was the most manipulative relationships that I had in my life at that point. So very happy to say that I no longer have that energy in my life. And I think if you are someone out there who has been enamored by a Scorpio, I wish you the best. You need to have friends in your life who are able to tell you when you're getting manipulated, who are able to look out for you and your best interests at heart. Because I think when you're under the spell of a Scorpio, it is very difficult to do that. And I mean this in the best way, really. I'm not kidding. When you get along with a Scorpio, it's one of the best things you can experience. Like, it's probably one of the best friendships you will possibly have. And it was that way for me. You know, when it was good, I really cannot emphasize how things felt like, oh my god, like, where have you been all my life? You're my bestest friend ever. But then suddenly things will change, and suddenly they only have their best interests at heart. And it's quite sad. And that's, for me, speaking on my own Scorpio friends or ex-friends in my experience with those people. And of course, same thing, not all Scorpios, yes, not all men, yes, we got it. But anyways, I also know other Scorpios who I'm not very close to, who are like some level of public figure, who have done some crazy, whack-ass shit, appear in the news, do very problematic things, all some level of exploitation, manipulation. Go do your research, just see who show up in the news, then Google the birthday, okay? But anyways, I think Scorpios, I would say thread lightly, do what you want with this information. Yeah, whether you're getting the relationship with a Scorpio man or woman, I think you should just have your gut up to some extent and always be able to encourage clear, open communication, because it's very scary when you let thoughts fester, and if there's someone who is naturally manipulative, you don't know what they're going to do with information behind your back, and it's just very scary. So yes, have a good set of friends in your life if you are getting into a relationship with a Scorpio person, so they can look out for you in case you don't know how to do it yourself. Okay, so what did people send in about Scorpios? Because I'm sure there's a lot. Someone said, hate Scorpios. I don't even know why. Every time someone tells me they're a Scorpio, I internally cringe and stay away. Eek. That is fair. I mean, staying away is fine. But this is something that I made sure to not do, because I feel like very early into my friendships, like any friendship that I make, birthdays are always something we talk about. Like, oh, when's your birthday? When's your star sign? Like, that's quite normal nowadays, in my personal life at least. So when someone mentions their horoscope, I always, in my mind, I'm like, I think I use it to kind of verify the things I already feel, or how I to reassure myself and to be like, oh, okay, cool, I got it right. And it's a fun game I do just to guess, to see how well I know my star signs. Am I guessing it right? Can I peg what this person is? You know, so for me, I guess I see it in a fun way like that. Not like a, wow, this person confirm Scorpio. You know, it's not like that. I don't go into friendships like that. So because, like I said, you can't base your horoscope off everything you do and friendships you make and relationships that you could potentially have made, but then you decide not to because you just see the word Scorpio, then you run away. You know, so it could be a great thing. Who knows? Okay, someone else said, Scorpios, they're super manipulative. They make you think they're super loyal, but will cheat on you behind your back and initiate to break up with you without telling you the real reason, so that you will make them stay in the... So they will make you stay in the relationship, so you think there's no reason to break up. This, funnily enough, that is actually something that happened in one of my Scorpio stories that I mentioned of a friend. So someone else said, Leos and Scorpios are horrible to date. They're very narcissistic, but they love dating Cancers because they're more loving. Excuse me, you trying to date all the horoscope sign or what? Not kidding. But yeah, I mean, I guess it's all pretty similar. It's always, so far, the terms that have been used to describe Scorpios have been mainly manipulative and narcissistic. So it's kind of sad. Someone said, always wary of Scorpios, but they can be really fun to be around. Just don't piss them off. This one, I agree. Like, but then again, sometimes I don't think you need to piss them off. Sometimes they just, I feel like they, out of all the signs, like, this is going to be a very controversial thing to say, but I'm not kidding when I say I really love Scorpios and they love so hard. But really, like, I don't think you need to piss them off. Sometimes they're a sign that, like, they could be bored, you know, and then they just feel like their life needs a little bit more excitement. It's a very Chuck and Blair energy. If you watch Gossip Girl, you know what I mean. Let's move on to our next sign. Our next sign is Sagittarius. Let's see. Sagittarius, their birthday is between 22nd November to 21st December, represented by the Archer, a shout-out Taylor Swift song. Woo! So they are a fire sign, idealistic, great sense of humor, very impatient, forms opinions of pure emotion. Okay, same thing, don't have a lot of very close Sagittarius people in my life. Have had many, like, good friends here and there from Sagittarius at different life phases of my own. And yeah, I've got along pretty well with Sagittarius people. I think I don't have any strong opinions, but let's see what the internet says. Truly so avoidant, but also I'm a Pisces, so ended up super anxious. Never again. Okay, so actually I can see how Sagittarius people might be avoidant. I actually dated one as well, and this person was so avoidant that until now, I don't really know if they think we dated. Let's move on to the next story. Someone said Sagittarius as well. They are evil, but no one seems to address it or call them out, so they always get away scot-free. Actually, you're right. Sagittarius, I feel like nobody really has very strong negative opinions or adjectives that are typically used to describe them. So I guess they do get away scot-free if they're actually quite toxic, because I did not know that. The one I dated, I would say anomaly lah. That one, weirdo. I dated a weirdo. That one, my fault. You know, so I wouldn't say all Sagittarius people are like that. I would say, oh, pretty, you're dumb. You just dated a weird one. Okay, next one. After Sagittarius, we have Capricorn. So birthdays between 22nd December to 19th January. So represented by the goat. Earth sign, irresponsible, disciplined, condescending, and unforgiving. Damn. Okay, my compatibility with Capricorns are also pretty good. So I do have, over the years, like, different things I did in my life, different phases since young. I've had many, like, a handful of close Scorpio people in my life all the time. So, yeah, I don't have any... Scorpio's haunting me. Yeah, so I've always had like close Capricorn friends in my life. So nothing generally negative to say. I've only had like one Capricorn friend that was like truly one of my bestest friends ever for a very long time in my life. They ended up doing very disappointing, problematic shit that now we're no longer friends, you know? So it's just sad and a waste because that person was, I thought was good people, you know? But then I think same thing, you know, weirdo, anomaly, like, not representative of the entire sign. But the other Scorpio friends that I've had have been great, have been quite stable, consistent people in my life, and people I know I can rely on. So let's see what the internet says about Capricorns. No shade, but Capricorns are just so full of themselves, and half of their problems they have in their life is caused due to their own actions. Please block my user if you're going to show this online. Thanks! No, in literally school, Capricorn say all their problem in their life is they do one. Say, don't show my name. Sorry, you think it's very cute. But I mean, okay, like, I think for most people, the problems in their life is they themselves cause one, but they're all in denial. So, but yeah, I mean, I guess that's kind of toxic if most Capricorns are actually like that. But funnily enough, the friend that I did mention that I'm no longer friends with, it's because of their own actions and the things that they have done, lah. So yeah, I guess I can relate to that. Okay, next sign is Aquarius. So Aquarius is one of those signs that I really only can name you like two friends that I have who are Aquariuses. How do you plural freaking horoscopes? Anyways, so their birthday is between 20th January to 18th February, represented by the water carrier. They're an air sign, they're progressive and independent, avoids emotional expression. Damn. Okay, so the one Aquarius friend that I have actually is quite avoidant emotionally. So they don't really express how they feel much, but it's quite obvious lah. And like, if you know your friend, obviously you know how they feel, but they don't express it much and they don't talk about themselves or their issues much. So that's like the only thing I can say based off like that one close Aquarius friend that I had for a bit. Progressive and independent, yeah, I do see how technically that goes hand in hand, right? They don't really express themselves a lot because they're quite independent and they feel like they can probably handle it themselves. So they're definitely not a sign that I would describe as emotional or like expressive. They're like really quite keep to themselves. And I think independent is a very good word to describe a lot of Aquarius people that I know. So let's see what the internet says. Oh, someone said Aquarius, only men. They specify only men. They be on their high horse ass shit for real. Ooh, no comment whatsoever. I don't know much about, yeah, I don't know that high horse shit. That's kind of sad. But that one also, I think, could just be a weird ego trip and could just be that person. Who knows? Okay, let's go to the next sign. And I guess we saved the best for last because this sign is the sign that I have at least 5 million friends have this horoscope sign. It is Pisces. So their birthday is between 19th February to 20th March, represented by two fish, water sign, compassionate, intuitive, wise, creative, overly trusting, sad, desire to escape reality. Damn. If there's one word I can use to describe Pisces people, okay, just give me two words. Okay, it's my podcast. Two words. Okay, first word will be idealistic. Second word will be emotional. And like I said, I don't see emotional as an insult. And I am also extremely emotional. So not an insult, but they are some of the most emotional people I know. Oh my God, no, I take it back. The word's not emotional, the word's dramatic. Yes, the word is dramatic. Thank you. Self-correct. Because really, that one is spot on. Wow. And then they will act shocked when they hear this. Yeah, but Pisces, the most. Kaying is Pisces, by the way. Kaying is fully freaking out. She's freaking out behind the camera right now. Okay, so why I have very strong opinions about Pisces is really because I have too many friends that are Pisces. So literally just on Kaying's birthday alone, I know two other people who are born on the same exact day as Kaying. So yeah, it's pretty funny. I do have a lot of Pisces males and females in my life, so I feel like I got a good mix of that. And my older brother is Pisces, so my sibling is Pisces. So of course, I grew up with Pisces energy in my home. And naturally, I've been exposed to what I think a Pisces is like. And I guess how I feel about them is quite biased, lah, right? Because like I said earlier, we all hate our siblings. So I'm kidding, no offense. You see, I have to clarify that later, my brother upset. Anyways, okay, no, but I definitely think emotional, sensitive, dramatic, delusional, idealistic, all can apply to Pisces quite well. And I get along so well with Pisces people. My compatibility with Pisces, like Virgo Pisces, is amazing. And I wouldn't change a thing, you know. I'm very happy to have all the Pisces friends I have in my life. So, and yeah, most of them are like really solid friends, like some of my best friendships, and some of the people I have the most fun with every time we hang out. So yeah, that's the sign I feel like has been in my life all my life, right? So definitely very dramatic in a sense where Kaying is like the most dramatic person I know. So there are no doubt. They're very like, wow, like just the way yeah, really, very just, yeah, it's a lot. Like, if anything negative happens to them, they would genuinely believe that that is the absolute end of the world. And they will react like there is absolutely no tomorrow. And that there is no way that, it's tricky, yeah, because I am also I'm very pessimistic, so I can relate to an extent. But when I say that, I mean it in a way that's like, maybe something negative could happen or a problem could present itself. And as much as I'm fully spiraling in my mind, I'm already thinking of solutions, but I think most Pisces people will just need some scheduled time to spiral first. And that's fair because I get it. I get the spirals. I spiral all the time. But I feel like I spiral in my mind knowing that there is still a way out, knowing that practically there's still a way to solve this. And I use the word idealistic because I feel like as somebody who's obviously grown up with a Pisces in my life, right, since I was a child, like it's just naturally I feel like I'm... Like the energy between my sibling and I feel like I have to, this is a bad way to phrase it, but I feel like I have to bring him down to earth. Like, and it's not just him, it's all the Pisces people in my life. I feel like generally when they speak about something, they could get very carried away, very excited, and just very like, they're not necessarily thinking about something in a logical, practical way. Not, that doesn't mean that they are thinking of it in a stupid way. You know, they're just thinking of it in a very idealistic way. That's why I use that word very quickly, because it's really like, a very amazing fantasy world in their mind that they really hope to live. And that's why I guess the word delusional comes to play, lah. But yeah, that's tricky. I wouldn't say, I guess when you talk about things like love and relationship and dating, then that's where it gets very tricky, because the word delusional is not a word you want to hear, right? When you're talking about love life and dating and all these things. And I guess when things go well, even though this person could be just the most red flaggy person, they don't necessarily catch on that fast, lah. And it's not to say they don't see it. They just avoid it and they just rose-tinted glasses type of thing. So I think a lot of Pisces people are like that in general. And to their detriment also, you know, it's one of those things that's like, they need a Virgo in their lives. It's just one of those things. They need a Virgo to like, hey, tell them what's the sitch. Tell them like, hey, relax, come back down to this planet. Nowhere else. You know, you don't need to be anywhere else. So yes, I have a lot of Pisces people in my life. Love them, but they just need a me in their lives, you know, to keep them in check. Okay, I'm kidding. All of you are going to be so offended listening to this. Then you're going to take it so personally. Then you're going to spiral and be like, oh my God, am I too much? Does Pretty hate me? You know, then you're all going to do that. Please relax. I love the shit out of y'all. That's why I can say this so comfortably. But yes, anyways, actually come to realize it, most of the signs that I mentioned at the start that I get along with the best, or like I've been the most compatible with, are actually all the signs that I described as very emotional, very sensitive, very... all those things. And that's also because I am that way. And I also think quite a lot of Virgos are that way to an extent. So yeah, it's been quite interesting to observe that. I guess if you Hey, wait, I haven't read all the Pisces stories. Let's see what people say about Pisces people first. Run away from Pisces men, don't walk but run. Almost every Pisces man I know are narcissists and or cheaters. Pisces women, on the other hand, are green flags. Wow, this is the same shit they say about Virgo just now. Pisces give off the I'm soft vibe, but actually it's because they're massive complainers and have a big victim complex plus woe is me vibe. Damn. No comment. Someone said, don't like Pisces, too emotional slash clingy for my Sagittarius self. Ooh, I guess maybe the Pisces Sagittarius compatibility not good lah. So maybe don't do it, I guess. But yeah, so I think it's been quite interesting to observe the compatibility between signs and to also see which signs generally just get along. And I guess if you're listening to this, what are the signs that you get along with the best? You know, like what sign are you? Is it, do you also observe the similarities that I have mentioned? Like if you're a Pisces, do you generally have more Virgo friends, even Scorpio friends or Cancer friends? You know, if you're a Taurus, do you get along great with Virgos? You know, like, is this, help me basically verify everything, all the fake news that I've been saying on this podcast. And and just let me know what sign are you and which sign is your bestie, you know, basically. And yeah, and tell me which sign you hate in the comments so we can just keep slandering the ones that we don't like. So yeah, if you are a part of any of the signs that I mentioned, I do not have close friends off from, then I'm sorry, but you just can't sit with us. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. But yes, go find your people. Go find your tribe. Tell me who you'll get along with. That'll be nice to know. And kring kring, we've come to the best part of this episode. It is time for your unsolicited advice of the week. Don't live your life based off horoscopes. So it can be fun to read. You can go read up about it. Realize that, hey, you know, this person actually does display all these personality traits that this website said they would. But don't just, like, take everything with a pinch of salt. You know, don't just be like, oh, Pisces supposed to be delusional means I can go take advantage of them. You know, don't do things like that. Don't use the traits and the things that you hear about specific signs against them. You know, let people be themselves and ideally the best versions of themselves. And don't use information like this to manipulate them. Listening or not, the Scorpios. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, you know, I think, give people a chance. Just because they are from a certain sign, it doesn't mean that you're going to absolutely dislike them. Like I mentioned, a lot of these signs have many outliers as well. They are not representative of how their sign is supposed to be. And it's not black or white, right? These things are gray. So there's layers to these things and people. And like I said, no two people from the same birthday, same sign are exactly the same. So yeah, just don't be a dumbass. Be nice to people. Be kind to people. Don't be a clown. And I think it doesn't matter what your sign is, people will actually like you. So yeah, foreign concept. Don't be a dumbass. Okay, thanks for listening to this episode. I'll see you guys at the next episode of Pretty Girls Club. Bye.